It's just after 5:30, which means, and it's a Friday, which means Toronto Mayor John Tory rejoins the program. Mr. Mayor, how are you?
Hey, I'm fine, guys. How are you?
Not too bad. Let's clear some of this up, because I'm hearing from a number of people in my personal life. I'm hearing from listeners when it comes to the confusion around how people who are 18 plus, who are in these hot spots, they're not supposed to book through the Ontario portal. They're supposed to find out about the pop-up mobile vaccine clinics. A lot of the questions I'm getting is, how am I going to find out about these type of things, and why can't these people use the portal? Can you address either of those?
Sure. The portal is presently set up as of today, literally this morning, for the first time to accept people who are 50 plus in age in the hotspot areas. And that each time that you change the age, you have to make a fairly significant sort of software change in order to accommodate that, obviously, because the system is set up to allow certain people to register and not allow others who are not yet eligible. So, I mean, on the good news, by the way, today 30,000 people have signed up in since 8 o'clock this morning. So that's great news.
That's great.
The answer to the first question, people are going to probably find out in large measure about these very local clinics that are held, because they're held, for example, as was the one yesterday in Thorncliffe, in the courtyard of an apartment building. You know, that's in that postal code. And postal codes are not that big. Oftentimes, like, a postal code will be one apartment building or two apartment buildings. And so we now have, as well, as part of a program we previously announced, like, I think 280 ambassadors, who are people who are literally going to go out and knock on doors and otherwise deal with residence organizations and so on. So that in the places where it's 18 plus in those postal codes, you will have that kind of promotion of those clinics, which are mainly operated by the hospitals and community health organizations. It could be the case that down the road the provincial portal was once again changed to allow for people 18 plus to sign up, but it is presently, because it's a province-wide portal and because there are certain things they can do to change the software to accommodate people signing up, they've chosen to take the 50 plus who can go to our clinics, and then the 18 plus will go to the local clinics based on local promotion of those clinics by hospitals, by community organizations, and by these ambassadors.
When I hear you explain that, it makes sense to me. But it's just the two of us talking, and obviously a whole lot of people listening, which I think is a good thing. How hard is it to take that message and communicate that message clearly to the people who need to hear it?
Well, all of this is hard, because, of course, then there's an entirely different set of rules going on in York, and then what did I read about somewhere else? I think York, they're doing it even lower than 50 and some other. I guess if I take any good news from it, Ryan, it's the fact that 30,000 people did to figure it out today to sign up on the portal, and that yesterday when they had that clinic in the courtyard at Thorncliffe, twice as many people showed up as they thought would show up, and so they had to rush some additional vaccine over there. So, you know, I think that by and large, I think what we're underestimating is the power of that kind of community telegraph to get messages out, and we're helping that along by having these ambassadors and other people whose job it is, when we take a clinic into a given postal code, to, you know, promote the fact that that clinic is going on. And it's usually going to happen in a well-known place. It's either going to happen right in the courtyard of an apartment where you have the people right there, or it's going to happen at a community center or some very well-known place.
So it almost feels like a year to the day that we've had this conversation, but, you know, tomorrow we're looking at sun and cloud. It's going to be around 22 degrees. It's already starting to get a little bit better as far as weather goes, 19 in the city right now. When we're looking at the possibility of a lot of crowds in parks, places like Trinity Bellwoods, the beaches area, you know, we have to have that the big E conversation again. Is enforcement going to be a thing in the city?
Well, I mean, we're going to have the people that are going to be out. We talked about it this morning, and, you know, while we have to keep some people on the job doing things like noise complaints and, you know, different things like that, all the different bylaws they have to enforce, we are going to have a good number of the people assigned, as will the police be keeping an eye on compliance. And it's going to be focused on the waterfront and on some of the larger parks where you have, you know, larger gatherings of people. We haven't yet, you know, done something like put the circles into the park. We've talked about whether we would do it again or not. And, you know, we're just hopeful that people will get the message, even though the weather's nice, as it was when this happened a year ago, that, you know, that really is not a good idea. And that when we're facing a situation as critical as we are now, which is arguably in a way even more critical in terms of the numbers, that they should, if they're going to go to a park, that they keep their distance, that preferably they just go for a walk, you know, in their own neighborhood with people they live with and that sort of thing. But we certainly will have the enforcement people out there, yes.
We get a lot of questions about this. Obviously, it's driven largely by parents who are wondering what's going to happen in the next few months. I know the Camp TO, the the spring break portion of it was scrubbed. That was the refunds were given to parents. Is there any word on what's going to happen this summer as parents sort of anxiously look at the calendar with that program?
No, not yet. I mean, we haven't got there yet. You know, we just made the decision, regrettably, a week ago to cancel the in-person Camp TO, and I don't know whether, quite frankly, there are some spots left, but there were spots left in the virtual Camp TO, which is a great program that was these 45-minute sort of tours across the country that were put together for kids. And they had a very modest cost with them. I think it was like $9 or something. So people can inquire about that at toronto.ca. But the in-person camps for spring break are canceled. We have taken no decision, had no discussion even yet about the summer camps, recognizing, I know, as you say, that people start to make their plans, but we just haven't got there yet because we're just trying to keep up with the pace of all this. And I've got my fingers crossed that we'll be in better shape by the summer and we can put something on.
Now, as we get towards, you know, the nicer months as well, you know, we used to look forward to musical performances, and with the city shutting down virtual performances inside of places like the Horseshoe because bars can't open, is there any type of talk going on behind closed doors to allow some sort of similar to a film set situation whereby with rigorous testing we can allow virtual concerts to be streamed out to people in their homes?
Yeah, yes, there's been discussion because it's a very complicated area. You mentioned the film industry, and then there's other things that provide for rehearsals to go on, for, you know, kind of things that are happening. Because what's going on is some of the organizations are just trying to stay alive by having live streaming of productions.
Yeah.
Well, in order to put the production on and to rehearse it, because if it's going to be a professional production, which they are, you have to rehearse it. So there's just, it's a myriad of different kinds of rules. And unfortunately, what complicates the thing for those live streaming things is the presence of a bar. But, you know, I think, depending on how things go along here, we're going to have to, you know, take a look at that if it's going to be a protracted thing. Because, look, it's very important to place health first. I mean, the artists are starving. If they can't even perform for live streaming purposes, then they literally can't perform anywhere. And how are they supposed to make any living whatsoever? And that's, you know, that's no different than people who are working, I realize, in restaurants and so on. But it's a horrific situation. We're confronted every day with these different kinds of examples of things that were not necessarily things you thought of first. But so I'm not making a commitment there will be any such arrangement, but I am just saying it's something that's constantly put in front of us for consideration both for the artists and for the entertainment of people at home, you know, because they want to have things to watch.
If I could just go back to vaccinations for one second, and I know you've probably spent way too much time talking about this stuff over the course of the last months. Have you guys looked at all into the use of technology? And by that, I mean the province's alert system. Is there a way to geo-focus that on people in these hotspot areas, maybe send that information to their phones just as an extra measure, or is that something that's just not possible?
No, we're doing everything. We're going to have text blitzes to those people because somehow you can get bulk lists of the people's text, you know, their telephone addresses. We're going to do, you name it, we're going to be doing it. We've already done telephone town halls. We're going to use robocalls. I mean, these are elementary elements of technology, not as sophisticated as using the provincial app, but we're going to do everything we can to make sure people know about these clinics and that they're encouraged to attend them. So no stone will be left unturned because it's in our interest. We want people to get immunized. We want them to do it in the hotspot areas in particular, and we want the age groups, either the 50 plus through our own clinics or in the hotspots 18 plus, we want all the family members 18 and up to show up.
Saw the Premier got vaccinated today. Have you been vaccinated?
No, I think it's scheduled for tomorrow, all things being equal, because I had to go through the same as him. I did it through a drugstore, and I was on a waiting list with three different drugstores for quite some period of time. And then I found out they have these kind of walk-in every day. Because people book multiple appointments and cancel them, they end up each day with a certain number of walk-up doses and whatnot. Anyway, I'm supposed to get it done tomorrow, all things being equal.
All right. Well, it sounds like you've gone through the same system
so
as
that. I can tell people it's safe because it is.
Okay, absolutely it is, 100%. We appreciate that. Thank you, sir.
Okay, thanks. Bye-bye.
Thank you.
It's Toronto Mayor John Tory.
That guy is talked out today. You can hear it. Get some rest. Try some lemon.